So we got yesterday to the bottom of Beis Amar Beis, the three lines from the bottom. Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, V'isema Rabbi Yechia Bar Abba Minatzvech Tzofim Amram. What does it mean Minatzvech Tzofim Amram? So the Rashi says the bottom of Beis Amar Beis, the very last line. Rashi says Minatzvech is Kefal Osios, the letters that get doubled, which means the letters that have Sofei Tevos. All of them have a Mem Sofit and Nun Sofit, Tzadi Tzadi. All these. These are the five letters that have, they're written both as a regular letter and also as a letter that appears at the end of the word. It changes the tsuro. So who said this? So, mentatzvich tsofim amram. Who are tsofim? So Rashi writes, the very last Rashi on the page, tsofim amram nevi'e dora. Tsofim are people who could anticipate, who could see the future. These refer to nevi'im. Machlok is to show them which nevi'im that's referring to, but either way, it's certainly nevi'im. So nevi'im were the ones who said, or mechadesh the din of menatzech, that a mem in the beginning of the word or the middle word is written one way, and a mem at the end of the word is written a different way. Same with nun tzadi fei and chaf. So Gemara challenges and says, did the nevi'im really mechadesh this din of menatzech? The tizvara doesn't make sense. Haksiv, the pasuk tells us, eila mitzvos. These are the mitzvos. These are the mitzvos that are found in the Sefer Torah. What's the drasha? She'ein nevi navi rashai l'chadish davar mi'ata. These are the mitzvahs in the Torah, and no navi is able to be mechadish any future mitzvah. How could the tzofim, how could the nevi doros come along and say, oh, we're going to start writing the letters differently now? V'od, moreover, ha'amar rev chizda mem v'sama samach shebeluchos b'neis hayomdim, that the mem and samach that appeared in the luchos were standing with a as a miracle. So we see even from the time Samach and Mem, what's unique about it, because we know the Luchos are able to be seen from both sides. And if you draw a Samach and a Mem, which are a full circle, that means this center wood, or the stone that was in the center, was kind of floating. Because there's nothing, wasn't attached to anything around it to complete the circle.
Why not the rest of the letters too?
Because the rest of the letters were attached to it.
Attached to what?
Attached to the stone.
Meaning engraved on the stone?
Yeah.
So why Samach and Mem can...
Because when you draw a circle around a Samach, so the center stone isn't attached to anything. It's floating. It would fall out.
Went through both sides.
So why Aleph didn't go through as well?
Because no, it does go through, but nothing's standing in the middle to keep it floating.
If you draw an Aleph and you make a frame around it, okay, and you...
You knock out.
It, you're going through all the way.
Correct.
It's standing on its own as well.
No, it's attached to the stone. The empty space.
I understand the middle of rather the circle with the member, but I see you can say about thing even about Vav.
No.
If
Vav
you,
is an airspace, it's an airspace, it's a hole, a Vav, a straight line. Nothing's floating.
Okay.
All the letters are like that, other than Tamech and Mem.
Uh-huh.
Nothing else.
And it's now, no, it's okay. From the other. Okay.
It's fine. So the circles were floating. So the circles are floating. So we
so
see.
So basically, the letters in the Luchot were empty. It was like
correct.
Oh.
Correct.
I see, okay.
Correct, exactly.
In order to make Samech and Mem, you need another piece in the middle.
Correct.
In order for it to look like Samech. Okay.
Exactly. So we see that Mem, which we know, the Mem that's found at the end of the word, the Mem Sofit, or the end of Mem, however you call it, so that Mem is the circle. Not the middle. The Mem that we have in the middle of the word, or the beginning, doesn't float. So we see we're acknowledging that at the time in the Luchos, such a Mem, at the end of Mem, existed at those times. So it wasn't a chiddush that the Tzofim that Nevi'im created. That mem already existed from the time of the Luchos. So those are the two questions they have on this statement that the Tzofim are the ones who mechadish the din of Menatzvech. So Gemara says, you're right, Mehavahava, the letters Menatzvech did exist, both in the beginning of the letter and the end of the word. They both did existed. What they didn't know, which mem was used in the beginning of the word and which mem was used at the end of the word. That was unclear. So then, Asu Tzofim, the Nevi'im came along, V'tikinu Pesuchim Be'emtza Teva, U'stumim B'sof Teva. They said that the open letters, which in the case of the Mem, the open Mem appears in the middle of the words, and the closed Mem is going to appear at the end of the words. That is what they were Mechadish. The Gemara says, Sof Eilu Mitzvah She'enu Nabi Asu L'chadish Davar Me'ata. Still, how could they Mechadish it? From the times of Luchos, it wasn't decided. It seems that from the times of Luchos, you could decide where to place the Mem, where to place the Nun, the Tzadi, and so on and so forth. The Nevi'im said, you know what, let's decide, let's not have it open question, let's deal with it and say the Mem, the open Mem appears in the middle of the word, and the end of the Mem, and the closed Mem appears at the end of the word. So they are Mechadish something still. So the Gemara says, no, what I mean to say is, Ela, Shachachim, V'chazru, V'yastim. At some point, they knew how the Mems appeared and how the Nuns appeared, and then they forgot it at some point, and then the Nevi'im came along and said, no, this is how it should be. through Nevuah, perhaps, they figured out, they're able to understand that where the appropriate letters appeared in the word. And that's what it means. So there's no chiddush at all. Rather, it's again a din of shachem v'chazv yastam. And you find this idea at a few places. Rekiv Eger quotes the Gemara in Sukkah, and later on also Megillah, it has such an idea where they forgot something, and the Nevi'im or Chachamim came along and remembered what the halacha was. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vissem Rabbi Chiyah, another statement in the name of these Rabbanim, Barabba, Targum Shel Torah, Unklus Hager Amru. So who wrote the Targum Shel Torah? Unkelus. Unkelus of Zagir. The Gemara of the Zohar talks about the whole story of Unkelus, how he became a convert, and how he converted many other Romans along with him.
Where?
Avodah Zarah. So Amru B'Pi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Targum Shel Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Uziel, Amru. Who wrote the Targum of Nevi'im? That was Yonasan ben Uziel. Amru B'Pi, Chagai Zechme, V'nizdazeya Eretzisrael Abra Amos. Parsa al Abra Amos Parsa. When Yonasan ben Uziel came out with this Targum, so then the entire, not entire, but a large portion of Eretz Yisrael started to shake. There was a massive earthquake. Yotze Baskel, a voice came out from heaven, Vamra, Mihu Zeh Shegila Sisrei Levana Ilnei Adam. Who is one who's revealing all these secrets I have to Bnei Adam, all the secrets that are hidden within the Vim? Who is that? Amud Yonasan ben Uziel, Aragav, but Yonasan ben Uziel wasn't just Stam a person. The Gemara talks about in Sukkah, when he would learn Torah, the birds overhead would be burnt from Yonasan ben Uziel. So he wasn't just Stam. So Amar, so Yonasan ben Uziel stands up to this loud voice from heaven and says, Amar al Raglav, Amar ani hucha galisi sisei chechel v'nei Adam. I am the one who are revealing the secrets to Bnei Adam. Golev yadul v'necha, it's known to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo l'chvod diasisi, I didn't do this for my own honor. V'lo l'chvod beis abba, not for my parents, not for my family. Elo l'chvodcha, for your honor. Shlo yarbu machlokas b'Yisrael, so there shouldn't be a machlokas. A person's going to read this pasuk and read that pasuk, they're going to be steers and contradictions. They're not going to know what to do. It's going to create big machlokas. I didn't want it to be machlokas. I did this for the sake of Hashem. That's all. V'yod. So moreover, bikesh legalas targum shaksuvim. Yonasan ben Uziel wanted to further be revealing the targum of ksuvim. Yotzebaskel v'amarlo dayecha. That's enough. Stop there. That's going to be revealed so much. It was enough that you revealed the Nevi'im. Let's stop there. The Gemara says, my taima, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make him stop after that? Why not reveal Ksuvim also? There are plenty of steers in Ksuvim as well. So the Gemara explains, Mishum de Isbe Kates Mashiach, because this Kates Mashiach, it tells you in the Targum in Ksuvim, it tells you when Mashiach is going to come. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want that to be revealed. And Rashi says in particular, Kates Mashiach is revealed in Sefer Daniel. Somewhere in Daniel, that's where you find out. And many Mefarshim try to figure out where in Daniel it's hinted to. Remember when I was younger, in high school, I was curious as to know when Mashiach's coming. So you know those old, those pink and red English English Nevi'im, the whole set? The pink and English, you know, though. So I remember I used to sit down, like, reading through all the different things when Mashiach was supposed to be coming. And there are a number of different interpretations, and many of which came, past, and Mashiach never came. So unclear when Mashiach's coming, unfortunately. But somewhere in Daniel, it's hinted. What? I don't know. It's we could publish it. If I knew, I would, probably wouldn't publish it anyways. But I wish I knew.
Interpretations.
No, they're...
They may not have come and,
right.
Had anything to do with Mashiach. But
right. No, they're very interesting. It's certainly interesting. But unfortunately, it wasn't true.
So we have this Targum today?
No, we don't have the Targum. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let the Targum be revealed. So we don't have it.
Of
Nevi'im?
Of Yonatan ben Uziel.
That of Nevi'im we do have, yeah.
Ktuvim we do not.
Yeah.
So what's the Targum that we have today?
Is there a Targum in Ktuvim?
I don't know. What is there? No, Rashi
says there are.
I'm saying there's Rashi. That's not considered Targum. Targum is like the Aramaic you have on the side.
Like Onkelos.
Exactly.
Oh, so this is not Targum to Ktuvim.
Exactly.
It's Tanachim.
Okay.
It says different than I am, but you know, I guess nothing will end up with.
Okay, so now the Gemara, so after saying this, that Unkelus was Metargim Torah, and Yonasan ben Uziel was Metargim the Nevi'im, the Gemara says now, Vitargim Shel Torah, Unkelus Hagair Amru, did Unkelus really, he was the one who wrote this masterpiece of Targum? V'ha Amar Rav Ika Bar Abin, Amar Rav Chanano, Amar Rav, Mai Dechsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Vaikru B'sefer Torah Helokim, Mefurash V'shum Seichav Yavinu B'mikra, Vaikro, B'sefer, B'mikra. So what does this pasuk mean? This pasuk appears in Nehemiah. Gemara says, Vaikru B'sefer Torah Selakim, those words mean, Zel Mikra. That refers to the actual psukim of the Torah. Mefurash, the Targum, that refers to Targum. So now remember, we're going to keep going, but this is in Nehemiah. Nehemiah came way before Unklus. But yet still, Pasuk in Nehemiah is referencing Targum on the Chumash. So we'll get back to that. V'shum Seicha, what do those words mean? Elu Hapsukim, where to interrupt the Pasuk. V'yavinu B'mikra, Elu Piskei Tamim, that refers to the trup, the Nigin, Rashi says. V'amrule, others say Elu HaMesoros, these refers to Mesoros, which refers to, Rashi tells what Mesoros refers to, B'mei Kriyuksiv, does it say what Mesoros refers to there?
HaMefartot et HaTevot HaChaserot V'Aitarot V'mikra V'chadumah.
Okay, how to read the words, even though let's say it's missing letter might be read as sukkas, we're told to read it as sukkos, so things like that. Okay. So that's what we see in here, though, is Nehemiah already refers to a concept of Targum before Unklus is even born. So how could Unklus be the one who writes Targum? So Gemara says, same as we said above, Shachum Chazuv Yastum. So yes, Targum was something that we had received the Kabbalah's Torah, and it was forgotten at some point along the way. Came along Unklus, he was mechadish it, he refound it, so he didn't really create it, he really just returned it back to where it used to be, and he found it somehow, or figured it out. Fine, so that's the story of Unklus. And then Gemara asks, Smaishna daraisa delo izdazea, udenavia izdazea. Why when the Targum of the Torah was revealed, the world, the land of Eretz Yisrael at least, didn't shake, but when the Nevi'im, the Targum of Nevi'im was revealed by Yonatan ben Uzziel, it shook? What was the difference? So Gemara says, Deraisa Mifarsha Milsa. So Torah itself is pretty self-explanatory. It's understood on its own. De Nevi'a, Ika Mil de Mifarsha, Vika de Mil de Mesamen. But when it comes to Nevi'im, there are certain things that were understandable and certain things that are not understandable. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted things to be not understandable. So that's why it shook. So Gemara says, Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, one of the examples of something that's not so clear in the Nevi'im, B'yom Mahu, on that day, does Rashi explain which day we're referring to? Doesn't refer to which day, but this is the day that Mashiach ben Yosef gets killed. On that day, Yigdal Mesapid Yishlam, there's going to be a great and grand eulogy for Mashiach ben Yosef. Ki Mesapid Hadardarmion Bebikas Megiddo. Like there was once the Hesped of Hadarmion in the Bik of Megiddo. So this doesn't exist really. This person in this area never happened. So this pasuk is very unclear. So Amar of Yosef, if Yosef says, by the way, we find this line of Amar Yosef il Malik Targuma in several places. I imagine the Masoret Shas quotes them. Moikatan, Sanhedrin, I think also in Yuma it comes up. Rav Yosef apparently was very versed in Targum. Oftentimes you find them quoting Targum on the Nevi'im. So Rav Yosef says, il Malik Targuma daikra lo yadana mai kamar. Had we not had the Targum on this Pasuk, I would not know what this is, or we would not know the explanation of this Pasuk. So Rashi explains, why not? So Rashi explains a little higher up than we are in the Gemara. Il Malei Targuma Dehai Kra. Shlomo Tzinu B'chol HaMikra Hesped Lehadarmion B'Bikas Megiddo. We never find anywhere in all Tanakh a Hesped of this person in this place. V'Yonasan Targuma L'Shnei Hespedos. And Yonasan breaks it up into two different Hespedos. The Hesped of Hadarmion B'Ramos Gilo, the Gemara is going to explain. V'Yoshio B'Bikas Megiddo. So let's see what the Gemara says now. So what's Pshat in this Pasuk? My Kamar B'Yom Hahu. In the day that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be murdered, Yaske Maspeda of Yushalayim, there's going to be a large, a very powerful Hespeda in Yushalayim. Kimispade de Achav Bar Amdi de Katal Yase Hadadamiyom Ben Tavriyamiyom, Biramas Gilam, like the Hespeda of Achav. And Achav was the king who killed Hadadamiyom, who was in Ramos Gilad. So it refers to that Hespeda. Now, why it was written in such a cryptic way, I don't know, but it refers to that event. And, the Mepharshim explained that there is no such person as a Hadadarmion. His name was really Hadar, but he had an Avodah Zarah called Darimon, so he combined it together to refer to him as Hadadarmion. That's the first part of the pasuk. And then he also, there's going to be such a great hespet as it was Kimispadid Yoshia ben Amon, like the king Yoshia, the Kato Yase Paro de Chagir Bikas Megiddo, who he killed Paro in the place, location of Bikas Megiddo. So when you read the pasuk, it's really referencing something that never happened. So Targum breaks down to two different events that it was referring to. That's how big the Hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be. Then the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Daniel. Pasuk says, Re'isi ani Daniel levadi es hamara v'anashim asha hayu imi loraru es hamara aval charada gedola nafla alem v'ivruchu b'hecheva. So Daniel says, I saw on my own this Mara, this vision, and all the people who were with me did not see it, but they felt something, some harada, they felt some fear, and they ran away, they hid. So some explain, I think I saw the Nefesh HaChaim recently, he writes, based on this pasuk, he sees someone has, there's a, sometimes a neshama a person has, we don't know what's going on, but they feel something, and that tells you that's the existence of the neshama.
You see it, you don't think about it. Now when I talk to you, I see your neshama, not in my eyes, but the eyes of the sechel.
Right.
Because when you sleep, I do not see your neshama, you sleep, you're not active.
Right.
You're not active, so there's a sechel.
So that's what they explain here also, that they didn't see anything, like Daniel saw things, but they didn't, the people with him didn't see anything, but they felt something. That was neshama.
You understand. Understand your sechel.
Okay, so the Gemara explains now. So, man ninhu anashim. Who were these individuals that were with Daniel? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'yisem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Again, this is the same reason why I keep bringing these Gemaras, because the same people who are saying the statements. Again, Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name, or others say Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, these two individuals. So, who were these people along with accompanying Daniel? Zechagai Zechariah Malachi. So, these are the Nevi'im we know. So it's very interesting that these Nevi'im didn't see what Daniel saw. So inhu adifu minay, they were better than Daniel. The Ihu and Daniel, adifu minay, and Daniel was better than these three Nevi'im. How so? Inhu adifu minay, they were better than Daniel, because the inhu Nevi'im, the Ihu lo Navi. Because they were Nevi'im, but Daniel was not a Navi. We'll get to that point in a second about Daniel not being a Navi. However, Ihu adifu minay, but Daniel was better than these three Nevi'im. Why? Because the Ihu, Daniel, chaza, Daniel saw the vision, the inu lochazu, but they, Nevi'im, at this point, did not see the vision. So, v'chim ha'acher de lochazu, so after the fact that these Nevi'im didn't see the vision, so my time ibasu, why do they get so scared? Why do they run away to hide? So, avgav de inu lochazu, even though they actually didn't see, mazlayu chazu, their mazl, which we explained, the neshama, something, felt, Rashi says, mazlayu refers to the sar shel kol adam lemala. Everyone has a sar, a mach of some sort. So that tsar felt something. This was on a deeper level, so they ran. Some Ravina, Shmamina, Haiman de Mivis. In general, somebody fears something. It's not just made up, it's a real fear. It makes sense. Avgav de Iulochaz Mazli Chazi. Even though he doesn't see something, his mazel sees something. Maitikanti, what's the person supposed to do? He has suddenly gets scared. He doesn't know what he's scared of, but something's scared. What's he supposed to do? Likre Kriyashma. He's supposed to recite Kriyashma. Vikom bimakam hatunufas. If he's standing in a place of, that's dirty. Linchof miduchte arba garmendi. He should do what? He should yidlak. He should skip, jump somewhere. And these are four amos. Okay. Vilo le mahachi. If he can't jump far away to say Shema, he should say the following. Easy the beit tivcha shemena minai. There's a much fatter goat than I am in the slaughterhouse. Go find him. Leave me alone. Okay. So now we spoke about Daniel not being a navi. So Rashi explains there seem to be a number of sources that the Daniel was a Navi. So look at Rashi writes, Deinu Navi. Rashi says, Shenisnabdu li Yisrael b'shlichuso shel makom. That these individuals were sent on a message, on a shlichus, in order to give a message to Klaiso. Hu lov nishalach li Yisrael b'shem Navu. He was never sent. So that Rashi says, not that he wasn't a Navi, Daniel was a Navi. He was never sent with a mission to Israel to give a Nevuah to them. They explain the same thing with David HaMelech. David HaMelech also, there are indications that he wasn't a Navi. Rashi later on talks about whether he was a Navi or not a Navi. David was a Navi, wasn't he? So some say, no, David was a Navi, but he never was given over as a mission to go give your Nevuah to anybody else. That's the difference between David and Daniel versus the other Nevi'im. Others say, no, David and Daniel actually were not Nevi'im. They received a different level of Nevuah. They received Ruach HaKodesh. Not quite Nevuos. So therefore, they're not considered Nevi'im. They had a level, that high level that we could reach, but it wasn't quite the Navi that we're talking about here. So those are two distinctions, two possible distinctions between David and Daniel versus other Nevi'im. Okay, the Gemara says now, Hashadamris, going back to Megillah, Hashadamris Medina, Medina, Vir, Vir, Lidrasha. We said above that the words Medina, Medina, Ir, Vir, taught us something about the differences between the different walled cities, times Yishuv Benun, times Bachashverosh. So we had drushes for those words. The pasuk also says mishpachu mishpachu my asa. What does it mean when the pasuk in Megillah says mishpachu mishpachu, the different types of families? What's the drasha? So Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina lahavi mishpacha sukuna ulevia shemevat lenavodasan uban lishma mikra Megillah. To tell us that every family, whether you're from the kuna or from the levia, they all mevatel the avoda. The kohanim stop doing the work. Yisrael Levi stops doing the singing, and they come listen to Mikra Megillah. That's when Mishpacha comes to include these Mishpachos as well. Damar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Kohanim Bavodasan, Nuvim Beduchanim, Yisrael B'mamadam, the Kohanim doing the Avoda. Levim who stand on the duchen, the stand, the stage, in order to sing. And Yisrael b'mamadim, we should know what Yisrael b'mamadim means now from the Gemara's and Tainus, refers to the mamados. All these different groups, kulam nevatlin avodas, and they all stop their avoda, uban lishma mikra megillah, they come listen to the mikra megillah. It's very interesting that we refer to that the Yisrael b'mamadim is an avoda. Right, the Gemara says, kulam nevatlin avodasan. Okay, that makes sense, avodasan, kanim are certainly doing avoda. Levim, not quite, they're doing a shir, but that kind of accompanied the avoda, so that's also called the avoda. Klal Yisrael, we're doing an avoda, they're doing mamados, they're doing this, they're delaying the mice of bracious in the shuls. You see, no, that they took part. Their role was also considered part of the avoda. So then the Gemara says, Tanya, Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same idea. Kohanim b'avodasam, Levim b'duchanam, Yisrael b'mamadam, all of them are mevatel, their various avodas, in order to hear, come hear the Torah. So there's a shaila that's brought down. Actually, no, not yet. I'll wait. Say one more line. Sorry. So the Gemara says now, mikan. From here we learn some chu shall base Rebbe shemevatlin talmud Torah uban lishma megillah. Here we learn the rabbanon deduced from here that you're able to mevatel. You're supposed to mevatel talmud Torah to come here, Mikra Megillah. Why? So they say, Mikal v'chomer me'avoda. They learn the Kal v'chomer from avoda. What's the Kal v'chomer? Ma'avoda shehi chamura. Avoda is much more stringent and much more serious than that of Torah. And mevatlin it, we say, stop doing the avoda in order to come here, Mikra Megillah. Talmud Torah, lo kol shekein, stop Talmud Torah, which is less than the avoda. We should certainly stop Talmud Torah in order to hear Mikra Megillah. So Gemara is going to explain exactly whether avoda or talmud Torah, which one's more chamer than the other one. But before you get there, the Mefarshim explain or ask the following question. The Beis Ephraim says, isn't Mikra Megillah also talmud Torah?
Yeah.
What do you mevata talmud Torah to go here Mikra Megillah? It's one and the same thing. It's just talmud Torah from here versus talmud Torah from there. That's the question that the Achronim ants ask. So the answer that's given is as follows. That interesting answer, but when a person's learning the Beis Medrash, and he gets up to go listen to Mikra Megillah, there's the halicha, the traveling in between, which is going to be a bitul Talmud Torah. So that's the difference. So we're able to mevatel the Talmud Torah in terms of the walking to get there. That's permitted to in order to learn Mikra Megillah. But you're einachanami, Mikra Megillah and Talmud Torah, they're both the same level, it sounds like. That's the first answer. The same level, just like the halicha in between is able to be able to do the halicha in order to get to the Mikra Megillah. And others say no, in fact, that Mikra Megillah is not considered classic Talmud Torah. It's a different, completely different type of level, which is somewhat challenging. Avni Nezer says, whoever says such an idea that Mikra Megillah is not the level of Talmud Torah, I don't believe that such a person said this, he said. Because clearly Mikra Megillah has the same stature of learning. We look at all Masechet Megillah, has all these gestures based on Psukim, it'd be impossible to say that Mikra Megillah does not have the status of being Talmud Torah. He says, certainly is Talmud Torah. So what's the right answer? The right answer is, what's the chiddush that you can mevatel the Talmud Torah to learn Mikra Megillah? You're doing one and the same thing. The chiddush is, you're able to stop learning, to walk to the shul, to hear Mikra Megillah. That's the chiddush that the Gemara tells us. What?
Or to wait in shul until it starts.
Or to wait in shul.
Or to talk to people until it starts.
Okay.
You mevatel the amelos. You go learn Mikra Megillah, you're sitting here listening. But someone's sitting in a sugya and learning. Koko.
Could be. I mean,
right.
And I guess I wonder: is the same? Your suggest is the same? Is it less schar listening to shir than the amelis? I don't know. Okay. So then the Gemara says. So back to the point of Gemara had a kavachomer, just like the avoda could be mevatel in order to go hear Mikra Megillah. Then kavachomer can be mevatel Talmud Torah to go hear Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Avoda chamur mitalmud Torah is avoda really more stringent than that of Talmud Torah? Haksiv, the pasuk says in Yeshua, "Vahi b'yosi Yeshua b'Yericho." Yeshua was in Yericho. "Vayisayinu avayar." He looked up and he saw. "Vinei ish omer delenegdo." There's a man standing across from him. "Vishachavu lapav." He bowed down to him. It was a malach apparently. Gemara says, "Heichi avid hachi." How did Yeshua bow down to a man in the dark? Hamar b'Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi teaches us. Also, the Adam Shi Tin Shalom L'Chaver B'Layla, Chashin and Shem and Shehud. You can't say greeting to a person in the nighttime, because it's very possible he's a shade that appears like a man. Mara says, no, shiny hasam, there was different, because the Amar La, Kenni Sartra Hashem. Because I'm a Sartra Hashem. The person said, I'm a Sartra Hashem. So Yeshua said, oh, he must be a real Sartra Hashem. He's a Malach, not a shade. I could give a proper greeting to him. What's the Dilma Meshachri? Maybe the shade was lying. The shades, they're full of tumma. Mara says, Gemir Dil Mafki Shem Shemaim Levatala. No, we have a Mesorah that although a shade might be full of the Sitra Achra and the tumma and the Klipos, they have such Mesorah, they will not say Shem Shemaim Levatala. So when it says Sartra Hashem Ani, it must be it's a shade.
Saying the truth.
Saying the truth, exactly. So, let's do this Tosfos on top for a second. There's two Tosfos to do. Let's do Chashin and Shem Hashedhu for a second. Tosfos says Chashin and Shem Hashedhu, Perish Riva, the Davka Chutz La'ir Heich the Shchichim Azikin Kigon Besader B'Laila. The only time we're actually Choshesh for a shade is only in the field and at nighttime. V'chein Haya Yeshua Tzar Al Yericho Besader Rachok Mimachan Yisrael. So when Yeshua was having a siege on top of all over Yericho, he was in a field far away from Machan Yisrael. So therefore, it wasn't, if in Machan Yisrael, it was considered a city. It was like there's 600,000 men walking. That wasn't considered a sad, even though they actually saw there, but that's considered a populated area. Yeshua, when he found the Malach, it was in a sadeh, but Laila, that's why there's a chashad of it being a shade. Avaba Malkum Shebnei Adam Mitzuyim, Ein Lachosh, the place where people are found, there's no concern. So that's what the Tosfos explains. Look up to the top Tosfos for a second. I meant to do that before. Tosfos writes, "Mevatlin bekarnim vavodasim l'shma mikra megillah." The Kohanim stopped doing the avoda in order to listen to the mikra megillah. Says Tosfos, "Kosh, amay mevatlin halo achar kriya yeshu harbi shalos l'avoda." I don't understand. Mikra megillah takes 45 minutes, an hour, depending where you are. So you listen to go to the morning, get to 8 o'clock davening, you'll be done by 9:30, 10 o'clock. You have plenty of time during the day to do the avoda. So why does the Gemara say you're mevatel avoda? That day there's no avoda being brought. It doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos says, Yeshlomer dechaven demishahir hayom havizman avoda. Since the moment the sun rises is considered the proper time for the avoda, and they push it off, hey manichan osa b'shulakriya mishum hachi kari lebitul. We call it bitul for that reason, but it's not real bitul. Of course they're going to do the avoda. We don't find anywhere in Shas that there's no carbon tumid being brought in the day of the Megillah and Purim. Of course there was. So what bitul means here, don't take bitul literally, but it means they push it off a little bit. They mean mevatel the normal time of offering the karbanos. Beinachanami, they're going to bring the avoda after Mikra Megillah. Then Tosfos says, wait a second, maybe why not do the opposite order? Im tomar yasu avodasim miyad v'charkach yikru megillah vadim. First, you should really recite the first do the avoda like every other day, and then after the do the avoda, you should recite the megillah. V'yeshlomar tells the answers the tov likros im hatzibur mishum dehavi tvei prisum anisa. Better for even the kohanim levim to read along with the rest of the tzibur first thing in the morning because of prisum anisa, and to push off the karbanos than to do karbanos first and push off mikra megillah and have it a much smaller group. Okay, now Gemara says, back to the bottom, we're in the middle of the story of Yeshua and the Malach. So Yeshua, again, he came across this Malach. So what did the Malach say to him? So we're two lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara says, Amar lo, emesh bidaltim tamid shel ben arbaim. Yesterday you did not bring the tamid shel ben arbaim. V'achshu bidaltim tamid Torah, and now you guys aren't learning any Torah. That's what the Malach was bothered by. So Amar lo, al ezim hem basa. So Yeshua says, well, which one bothers you most? The Talmud Torah of the carbon. Amalo at the batim. Now, I came for the now. So miyad v'yolam Yeshua b'layla hahu b'socha emek. Right away, Yeshua went in depth and went to the emek. And what does that mean? He went in depth. Amar b'yochanan melamed comes to teach us. Shalon ba'omkel shalachi. He slept in the depths of halachi. He learned all night. A couple of interesting things here. First of all, this pasuk of Ayolam appears many prakim later than this story actually happens. If you look on the side here, the story of Yeshua and the Malach appears in Perkei. The story of Ayol and Melech happens in Perches. It happens three Prakim later. So I never understood this. I still don't understand this. How we're connecting these two together. So I think Tosfos might be addressing this. So Tosfos writes, Ayol and Yeshua b'layla hahu b'soch hemek. Tosfos writes, Lo kasa b'hai krakein. It's not written in this pasuk. Ella kishetzar al yiricho ksiv. It's written earlier. Vayolim b'layla hu b'soch ha'am uchshetzar ha'ai ksiv. It's written on a later attack. Vayolach b'layla hu b'soch ha'imek v'derech ha'shasu l'katzer p'sukim u'la'arvim yachad k'mo v'nosun ha'kesef v'kamlo. The Shas has that ability. They have the ability to mix p'sukim together. Even though they're three prokim apart, they're able to take one pasuk from here and put it into another pasuk. Doesn't really explain how they do that and why they do that, but they're able to do that. Okay, fine. The other question here is, when the response to the Malach was, Yeshua says, first side, the Malach says, you did two things wrong. One is last night you didn't bring or yesterday you didn't bring the carbon tamid, and today you're not learning Torah. So Yeshua says, so which one bothers you more? He says, Atabasi. What does Atabasi mean for the now?
In the days of the Yeshua, there was all Moed Bet HaMikdash.
The Mishkan, they brought the Mishkan with them into the Eretz Israel, yeah. It was with them for many, many years. So he came for Atabasi, I came for the now. What does the now mean? Well, right now, it was the Talmud Torah. You're learning, right now you're not learning Torah. Tosas writes differently. Tosas writes, Atabasi, Perish Rivan. Rivan was the son-in-law of Rashi. He says, "Al Talmud Torah Basi Dichsib Be Vata Kisu Lachem Es Hashir Azos." The Ata doesn't mean now; it means Ata is referring to the pasuk that we found at the end of the Devarim. I'm talking about the learning of the Sefer Torah. So either way, same idea of the learning of Torah. Okay. Rashi says Ata Basi means Al Achshav. The literal meaning of Ata means now on the Achshav. Okay, so we see from all this though that. Right, the Gemara continues on Am Beis now. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Unia, Gadol Tamid Torah Yosim Yahakravas Tamidim. We see from here that Torah is greater than the Tamid. Shenemar Atabasi, I came for the now. So this was the kasha. Before we said that Avoda is more important. We said just like the Avoda is Batal for Mikra Megillah, then certainly Tamid Torah is Batal for Mikra Megillah. So Avoda is greater. But here, when it came to the two problems, they said no, Torah is greater than Avoda. I'm bothered about the Torah learning. So which one's greater? So answers the Gemara, lo kasha. Ha, the Rabbim ha, the Yachid. One's talk about Talmud Torah of Rabbim. Talmud Torah of Rabbim is greater than Avoda. Before, it's talking about Talmud Torah of a Yachid. So when a Yachid is learning, so he has to mevatel Talmud Torah, just like the Avoda is mevatel. When it comes to Torah of Rabbim, that's what Yeshua is referring to. So look at Rashi. Why is the Rabbim there? Because Rashi says, ha, the Rabbim, the Hasim Kol Yisrael Havu, all of Kai Yisrael, none of them are learning. That's why it's Rabbim. Not necessarily they're learning as a group, but many people were not learning. So that's what the explanation is of these two different
mysteries. Everybody had Megillah at the same time. There was not many Minyanim.
Say it again?
Everybody had the Megillah at the same time.
I doubt that, because they couldn't have shuls to hold everybody, but as large as you could get.
So they could do a shift with the Avodah as well.
But he had multiple shuls. So he went to all the shuls, and at the same time, they all laned at 8 o'clock in the morning, the Sikkim. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Gemara says now, Ud Yochid Kal? Is it really true that Talmud Torah, right now we're saying Talmud Torah of a Yochid, of an individual learning, or a small group of people learning only, is less than that of Avoda? Avoda's Chamor Man Talmud Torah? Haftanah, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Nashim B'moid Manos Avalo Metapchos. On Chol Moed, if there's a kvura, so what type of avelis, what type of hesped is permitted to be done at the kvura? So women could do manos. What's manos? So Rashi explains the top line here. Manos is hesped al hames. You could give a hesped, you could eulogize on Chol Moed. Though, but lo mitapchos al liban. They can't hit their lave, their chest, in order to do a form of hesped to make it worse. That's according to the Tanakhama. Mishmol omer im hayus smuchos lemita. If they're close to the coffin, metapchos, able to pound on the chest. Rashi, so that's all on the Chol Moed. Comes to Rashi Chadashim, Ubechanuk Ubepurim, Manos Metapchos Zebzeb. When it came to these, which are not as Chomer as Chol Moed, Chol Moed is much more serious. Chol Moed at least has, according to some, an Issa Deraisa of Melacha. These cases of Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim had no Issa Melacha attached to it. There's less Simcha in these days. So you're allowed to, according to everybody, not only could you eulogize, but you also start pounding on your chest. Have a low Mekonos, but you can't do Mekonos. Mekonos is a much higher level. What's Mekonos? So Rashi explains Mekonos is a low Mekonos. V'halsim mefarish ezu inoy ve'ezu kinoa. Inoy shekulon onos mekachas. Everyone says all together. Whatever tehillim they would say. I'm not sure exactly. And kina means achas omeres v'kulon onos achrea. One person would say one line of the pasuk, let's say, and everyone would respond to that. So konos, which is lashon of kinoy, kinos is a much more serious form of avelos. So that would not be allowed to be done on these last few Rosh Chodashim, Chanukah, and Purim. And on this Amar Rabba Bar Huna Ein Moed Bifnei Talmud Chacham, there's no Moed in front of the Talmud Chacham. When the Talmud Chacham dies, we don't acknowledge Moed. We do everything for Talmud Chacham. We push aside Moed. the Kol Shekein Chanukah Purim, and certainly Chanukah and Purim you could push off for the Kavod of the Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, so what do we see from here? So we see from here that the Torah is greater than Avodah. How do you see that? How do you see that Torah of a Yachid is greater than the Avodah? Maybe you're saying, may stop the question, how do, is it really Torah of Yachid is Kal? If we're saying, that's the point. If we're saying that the Torah of a Yachid, the Torah of Talmud Chacham dies, and you're able to push off the Simcha of Chol Moed for the Talmud Chacham, so certainly the Torah should be able to be Docha the Mikra Megillah. Is that the question? Does Rashi explain the question here? So it's not directly about Avodah, it's really up against Purim. Before we said we should push off Torah of a Yachid to allow for Mikra Megillah. Here, pushing off the Torah of the Talmud Chacham is pushing off Purim. On Purim, normally you're not supposed to do a Hesped. But here we see when it comes to Talmud Chacham, we could push off Purim for Torah. So there are a number of, this is a very difficult Gemara because one thing is talking about Simcha Purim versus Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah is Pirsum Nisas, that's going to override the Talmud Torah of the Yachid. Talks about a Simcha Purim, okay, it's an important thing, Simcha Purim, but that's not quite a Pirsumi Nisa. So the fact that a Torah of the Yachid, the Torah of Talmud Chacham, the Kavod we show him, is going to be pushing off the Simcha of Purim, it doesn't seem like such a strong question. I don't know the answer to it.
Maybe it speaks about the Megillah.
Yeah?
Maybe. Yeah, Udoche Kriyat Megillah. Kvot Ode Achid Chamur, Udoche Kriyat Mikra Megillah.
Aha. So look what Tosis has to add in. Look at Tosis Kol Shekein, Chanukah Purim. He has to add something in to make sense here. Shemutter lahaspidam. You see, Kol Shekein, Chanukah Purim. It says, Shemutter lahaspidam. You can be maspid a Talmud Chacham on Purim. Avagav the Mevata Mimikra Megillah. Even though it might cause you to Mevata Mimikra Megillah, because when's the Kfur going to take place? Most probably first thing in the morning. And you're going to miss Mikra Megillah that day. It's going to take a whole long event. You're going to go to the cemetery, do a hesped, and come back. It's going to be a very long time. It's very possible you're Mevata Mikra Megillah. Alma Talmud Torah Chomer Mimikra Megillah. So it doesn't seem like that's the simple reading. I would just think there's plenty of time to do the Kfura. You know, we've all been to Kfuras before. There's plenty of time to do Mikra Megillah at the end of the day, or do Mikra Megillah first thing and do Kfura afterwards. I've been to 12 o'clock Kfuras before. So these things both can happen. But I guess Tosas felt that the days were not so long. It was still before the summer hit, so the days weren't that long, not so much time. And it's very possible it could lead.
One minyan, like you said before, many shoes, but one time.
One time. I see.
So
you're saying...
Bad.
So you missed the time, and they couldn't find another Bal Kore. Okay, so either way, Tosas, that's why, otherwise it's not a very strong question. So the question has to be such a case where the Hesped of the Talmud Chacham has to be in a way where it's being Mevata, the Mikra Megillah, it's up against Pirsum Nisa. So we see from here, though, the Torah of a Yachid, the Torah of the Talmud Chacham, can be Docha Purim. Well, before we say the Purim, is Docha the Torah of a Yachid.
That's in a specific case, if you die.
So what's the difference, though? Why is that different, though? Either way, don't we see that when Torah of a Yachid goes up against Purim, the Torah of Yachid is going to push off Purim? We do the Hesped instead of Purim, instead of Mikra Megillah.
Is that Torah?
So that's more basic. The Gemara says it's not Torah. The Gemara says, where the line go? Kavod Torah Chomeris. You're talking about Kavod Torah, not Talmud Torah. Kavod Torah, the Yachid, Chomer. Talmud Torah, the Yachid, Kal. Comes to Kavod of the Torah, so that's already a different level. That could be Docha Purim. That could be Docha the Mikra Megillah. So Torah Yachid, that's not as great. The question is, why is a Kavod Torah greater than the actual Talmud Torah? You would think the learning of the Torah should be greater. If learning of the Torah of Yachid is Docha by Purim, then the Kavod of the Torah is probably much lesser level. So I think the explanation might be is that the Kavod of the Torah, why do we show such Kavod to a Talmud Chacham? Because since he was most probably Marbet Torah, so his Kavod is really a Torah of Rabbim. I think I once saw the explanation. So that's the shot they're giving now?
Perush.
Who says that?
art school. I don't know who said that. Oh, maybe Yeshua.
Yeah, I think it's maybe Sas Emes is saying, quote, something along those lines also. Because the cover of Torah, Sfas Emes says, it's an Achron. The Sfas Emes says the cover of Torah we're showing him is the cover of the Torah that he performed his entire life. Talmud Torah is just for a moment. So we're pushing off an hour of learning for an hour of Megillah. But the cover of Torah is all the accumulated hours that he learned his whole life. That is Ke'ilu a Torah of Rabbim. That's the idea that Sfas Emes explains. Okay. So Gemara says now, Amar Rava, Pshita Li, oh wow, it's late. Amar Rava, Pshita Li, it's obvious to me that Avoda u'Mikra Megillah, if you have these two up against each other, Mikra Megillah Adif. We saw before, Mikra Megillah trumps Avoda. Midib Yosi Baruch Hinya, like we said before. What about Talmud Torah up against Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah Adif, we also know that the Mikra Megillah trumps Torah. Not only does it trump Avoda, it also trumps Torah. Midisam Chal Shebet, I skipped the line?
No, I said at least of Yachid.
At least of a Yachid, right. Midisam Chal Shebet Rabbi. We saw it before, that's the Chava Chomer, the base Rabbi was Mechadish. What about Talmud Torah or Meis Mitzvah? You have a Meis Mitzvah, someone who needs to be buried, and you have someone's learning Torah, what's the person supposed to do? So here the Gemara tells us Meis Mitzvah is Adif. Burying the dead is greater than that of Talmud Torah. Mitatani, the Pasuk says, Mivatlin Talmud Torah lohotzas Meis ulachnasas kala. A person should stop learning in order to carry out, to escort the Meis to the Kvura, and in order to usher in the Kala. So what about Avoda u'meis mitzvah? Let's say you have a person, a kohen doing the Avoda. I wonder if this Avoda now we know from before, that Avoda could even refer to what Levi sings and Yishoma Mados. I wonder if that's part of the equation now also. You have an Avoda up against against Talmud Torah. So which one wins? So Gemara says, no, I'm sorry, Avoda meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah adif, meis mitzvah trumps Avoda. You're supposed to stop doing the Avoda in order to perform the meis mitzvah. So Gemara says, how do we know this? This we know from a pasuk, Mivilachoso, the pasuk says. It comes to a Kohen, so the Kohen could, this refers to the Kohen Gadol, I think. That's the whole pasuk here on the side. Laviv limo l'achiv l'achoso lo yitama lehem, b'mosam kinezer l'kav al rosho. The Kohen Gadol, even though a normal Kohen, a regular Kohen Hedyot, can become mitame to seven closest relatives, the Kohen Gadol may not. So l'achoso, the Kohen Gadol cannot be mitame to his sister, the Tanya. U'lachoso matam lo. What's the extra word, l'achoso? The pasuk could have said, can't be metame mace to anybody. Why does the pasuk list each of these lachosu la'avi limo must be a special drasha? So what do we learn from the pasuk lachosu matam alom la hareisha yal holich l'shchil das pischel? Person's going to shechtes karim pesach erev pesach ulamulas beno. He's going on the eighth day of his son's birth. He's going to give him the bris milah. V'shamash emeislo mace. He hears that he's a relative who had died and needs to perform the mitzvah of kavura. Yachol yitame, maybe the Kohen should become tame, or not even the Kohen, maybe the person who needs to be tower to perform the Karban Pesach should become tame in order to be cover his mace. Pasuk says, Armis lo yitama, a person should not become tame. He should rather do Karban Pesach and the Bris Milah and not go to the Kfura. So Yachol, kishem she'enu matame l'achoso, just like if his sister dies, he doesn't become tame. Kach einu matami l'meis mitzvah, but let's say there's a meis mitzvah, which means there's someone who dies and there's no one around to bury him, and you see this meis lying on the floor needs to be buried. You would think also for him, you should just let him sit there and go perform Karim Pesach, go perform Bris Milah. Tamalomer ulachoso. What does lachoso teach me? Lachoso hu do einu matami. He doesn't mean matami to his sister because there are other relatives who can take care of that. Avam matami l'meis mitzvah, but if there's a meis mitzvah lying down there who has no one to bury him, there he should go be matami for the meis mitzvah. So we see from here that meis mitzvah is mevatel the avoda, is mevatel Karim Pesach. A person going to perform Karim Pesach, he should stop in his tracks in order to bury the meis mitzvah. Then the Gemara asks, Bai Rava, Mikra Megillah Meis Mitzvah. Let's say you have a Meis Mitzvah, which is very important, as we just saw, up against Mikra Megillah. Seems like a pretty even match now. Hey Minaya Adif, which one's better? Mikra Megillah Adif Mishim Pirsu Menitza. Perhaps Megillah should be done, because Pirsu Menitza is a very, very important thing. Or Dilma Meis Mitzvah Adif Mishim Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios is quite important as well. So which one's going to trump? Pirsu Menitza or Kavod HaBrios? It's a big challenge between like Bein Adam L'Chaver versus Bein Adam L'Makom. Which one's more important? The Gemara says, "Basa debay." After he asks the question, "Hada pasha," he answers the question. Meis mitzvah adif. It's got to be meis mitzvah is greater. The Amar Mar Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shedochas Losas Hashem Torah, because Kavod HaBrios meis mitzvah is more important. That's Docha Losas Hashem Torah. Which Losas is Kavod HaBrios Docha? So Rashi tells us, Lo Saseh, the Chsiv, Lo Suchal Hisalim. The Pasuk says, Hashavas Aveda. You find a missing object on the ground, you're supposed to return it. And you can't look away. It's Aser. It's a Deraisa to say, you know what? I'm too lazy. I don't want to put up a sign and find the guy. I'm going to look away as if I didn't see it. That's an Issa Deraisa. But the Pasuk also says you're supposed to close your eyes sometimes. Well, when do you close your eyes? When don't you? Rashi explains, Pamim Shatak Misalim. Sometimes you're supposed to look away. When? Kigon Zakin Vein Alfi Chvodo. When a person's older, it's going to bend down to pick up a little, someone's glasses on the floor. It's hard. It's disrespectful to him. Or if it's a Veda that's lost in base Kvaros, where Kohen can't get to it without becoming Tame, there's certain times where you're supposed to look away. So we see that for Kavod Abrios of the Zakin, for his own kavod, redocha the losa say v'lotzelamta. Don't look away. You violate Issa Deraisa. The Torah says you can violate this Issa Deraisa for the covered brios of the zakim. Here too, also the covered brios of the meis mitzvah bear to bury him, then to and then to miss out on doing the avoda on the mikra megillah rather. So sorry, it's a kavah chomer. If you're able to be docha covered brios, be docha losa say, then certainly can be docha the mitzvah of pure semenisa of mikra megillah. Okay. Now, the Gemara also used elsewhere, Lo Sase refers to the Lo Sasser. That's what I thought you were referring to. Right. Exactly. That's what I thought you were bothered by. Fine, so the Gemara says...
Just letting you go.
Okay, right, because of time, right? Especially in Brachas, since in Brachas, I really thought you had a special appreciation towards it. So Gemara says, Gufa. Gemara now quotes a number of halachas related to Mikra Megillah. We're going to go pretty quickly now. We have 5 minutes. So Gemara says, Amar Bishur Ben Levi, Krach v'chol, samach lo v'chol, nire imo, nidon k'krach. Any city, and anything next to the city, any suburb, or any suburb that looks like it's part of the city, is judged like just like the city itself, meaning if the city is walled, all those surrounding ones are considered walled. Also, if it's not walled, they're also considered not walled. Tana samech af pishenu nira. If it's next to, even though it doesn't look like it's next to it, or it's near af pishenu samech, or it looks like it's next to it, even though it's not really next to it. What are situations? How could you have such a case where it looks like one but not the other? Bishl must nira af pishenu samech. I could find the case, mishachas la. It looks like next to it, but not... What?
You're too fast.
Oh, follow. We have 4 minutes now. You can find the case where it looks like it's next to it, but it's not really next to it. Could go in the Yosef Berosh Ahar. It's on top of the mountain. So it's on top of the mountain, so you're far away. So I guess the city's on top of the mountain. So all the things that are lower down on the mountain looks like it's actually part of one city, even though it's very far away. But it's all on the mountainside. So they look like they're very connected. What's the case? How can you find a case where it's actually next to the city, but it doesn't look like it's next to the city? Where's such a case? It's sitting down in the valley somewhere deep, so they're actually next to each other, but since it's far away, I guess it looks like it's not next to each other. I'm not sure exactly the...
High distance. Meaning when you look from the sky, it looks the same.
Uh-huh.
But when you get closer, it's next to, but it's...
Uh-huh. I see.
Different height.
Okay, different height. I see. Okay. I gotcha. Furthermore, Amir Yeshua ben Levi, Krach Shiyashav Lefos Sof Hokaf. If a city first was settled, and then only afterwards was it, you know, we're really out of time now. Should we pick this up tomorrow then?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah? Less time. Oh, right.